According to Population Reference Bureau, road traffic accidents is the leading cause of deaths by injury and the 10th leading cause of all deaths globally. A statistics of road accidents released by the Federal Road Safety Corps, FRSC, revealed that a total of 77 persons lost their lives and 358 persons were injured in over 90 road accidents across the country in 6 days during the Easter period. FRSC Lagos Sector Commander Mr. Hyginios Omoje stated the measures taken by the Commission to reduce road accidents in Lagos.
One of our strategic goals is that of improving our enforcement and of course our public education with a view to reducing crashes by 15% and fatality by 25%. And to that effect, there are a lot of operational measures and activities that we are embarking on to ensure that we actualize our goal, our strategic goal for this year. You would have had all the issues making rounds about commercial fleet operators installing the speed limiting devices. Of course, the issue is at the house, but even while that is going on, I'm sure you would also have read that a high court did give judgment that FRSC have the right to really implement the speed limiting device going by the FRSC Establishment Act. We have that judgment on our side already. So we are kickstarting again where we stopped in terms of the awareness and ensuring that people, commercial fleet operators, the first phase, which is the commercial fleet operators, fix speed limiting devices in their vehicles. The whole essence is to ensure that if properly these speed limiting devices, if they are properly fitted in these vehicles, no matter how the driver accelerates, once he reaches that preset speed limit, the man cannot go beyond that. Because we have identified the fact that over 50.8% of all the crashes that happen on our roads as a result of speed violation.
He further explains why the speed limit device is largely focused on commercial vehicles.
In the event of any crash, the fatality index is always higher among commercial fleet operators than private drivers. Now, if you and your husband will carry your children and be in your vehicle and you want to go on 140 or 150, I mean, that's a choice for you because you know what is at stake. You know that the life of your family members. But when it comes to the issue of commercial fleet operators, you know that what is always uppermost in the mind of the driver is how many trips he can make and how much he can really make for the day. So we know that very well. So that sense of due diligence and sense of ownership is always more on that of private drivers than commercial fleet operators.
Meanwhile, there are stories of hit-and-run cases for which no one can be held responsible. Also, there are incidences where eyewitnesses hold on to the guilty motorist, insisting they take the victims to the hospital, but this too could go wrong. So is the story of this young man, Christopher Okonkwo, whose father went missing after an accident. Hear his story.
An accident occurred involving my father. He was returning from work when he was hit by a white commercial bus. From the reports I got from eyewitnesses at the scene, he was severely injured and the driver was allowed to take him alone to the Lagos Accident Emergency Center. I was called on phone and I rushed to the Accident Emergency Center only to be told that my father had not been brought there. I have been to virtually all the general hospitals in Lagos. We're very worried, we're very bothered about his present state and two, his whereabouts.
Mr. Omeje had this to say about the situation.
I think Nigerians should go back again to what is our culture in terms of good Samaritan. I wonder why nobody was able to enter the vehicle and follow that man to ensure that that man is taken to hospital. And there's nothing bad in somebody jumping into that vehicle and ensuring that the man takes him to hospital. If somebody had entered or had even insisted that the man is not going anywhere until road safety comes here or until police comes or until LASMA comes, I think that would have been more better. If there is a crash, FRSC have been able to establish a toll-free number, 122. Anybody can call 122 from any network and you provide us with the relevant information where the crash occurred and our team, the nearest command there will be activated to respond to that scene.
Road traffic injuries are predictable, therefore they are preventable. Ensure you adhere to road instructions to save lives and properties. I am Priscilla Coker reporting.